Hello?
Oh, hi, Jesse. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina.
Hi. I was actually following up regarding the account. It looks like we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
Yeah, I guess we it's a new year, so we started different routine this year, so we changed our cards. But
no wonder.
What we need to do, too, is I know we've been using it for a long time, but I just need to verify what are we paying for right now? Like,
of course.
Like, I know that we're supposed to be like, I don't know what we're paying $100. A lot of people say we're supposed to be doing that because are y'all pretty much doing this, just keeping us live? What are we doing to keep us, to make sure that we keep moving forward?
So, great question. Google changes the algorithms daily. It happens as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you're current with our services, every single day when the new revisions come through, you have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data, and that's how we ensure that you'll never fall off the first page.
Because what happened right now, people are telling me that I'm all over the place, like, I thought kind of y'all trying to keep my internet together, but some places it says I'm a welder, some places it says this, like my metal buildings are not coming up. What about like my keywords? I mean, are y'all supposed to handle the keywords too?
Yes, I'll go over them with you now, and if you want to make any changes, we can do that. But we have metal fabrication is the main category, but under that category, the keywords.
Well, metal buildings should be like the main one because that's our bread and butter.
Sometimes Google doesn't have a category for every single option, but metal buildings are definitely in keywords. So, first keyword is metal builder. Then it goes to metal fencing, metal fabrication, services, welding contractors, welding, dirt works, fencing, fence contractor, structural buildings, structural building, metal barn building, erecting building, concrete contractors, and foundation contractors. So does all of that sound along the right?
Yeah, it sounds about right. And spray foam, I don't know if we have spray foam on there.
Nope, you don't. So I can add the spray foam. Let me put that.
Okay, we just bought a rig now. We're spray foaming too now.
Okay. One thing I want you to realize though is there's a lot of scam companies out there that will call you and they'll say, "Oh, you're all over the place and you're XYZ."
Yeah, I know.
And they try to tell you things to scare you, and their intention is so that you sign up with them.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. No, and I figured that already. Because I've been with y'all for a long time already,
The only thing is
I just want to make sure that, that we're getting calls, but it seems like we don't get a lot of calls, and then some people say, "Hey, we've been looking for a metal building person, and we looked at Natalia, and we didn't even find y'all." I'm like, really? We're supposed to be on the internet, and that's why we'd be paying this $100 a month, you know, to keep us, make sure that when somebody's looking for us to find us, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if that happened recently or not, but if it did, because of this payment issue, because you have to realize the payment started failing on December 12th, and it's been almost a month now of those algorithms.
No, this has been going on for the last year. Like, this is
for the last year. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I want to make sure that we are doing what we're supposed to be doing at the same time, right? You know what I mean?
I'm going to send your account over to the technicians and have them do a complete performance check on your account and make sure that if there's any updates behind the scenes, in addition to adding that new keyword, that they'll perform those behind the scenes, and that will definitely help you.
Is there anything else? Like, I want to get pushed out there more, so what do we got to go by? Because some people are saying that they'll maintain it for some amount of price and they'll do – that we don't really need to carry y'all because y'all just kind of collecting a check. Now, I don't know. I understand you're right. A lot of them people say a lot of stuff. I just want to make sure that you know I'm you know, I know we're not paying a lot, but I do want to make sure that we're being seen. So I mean, if we got to pay a little extra to where, you know, I mean, I don't. Our ratings. I mean, how do we get our ratings up? Are y'all supposed to be helping us with our ratings, like shooting those out too, or how's that happening?
I can absolutely help you with that. Well, I'll send you a review generator email. It will be hyperlinked to your Google page. And it'll say, you know, something along the lines of thank you for using, you know, Drop Time Fencing and Metal Buildings, LLC. And if you're happy with my service, press, you know, click here to leave a review. And most people, because it's so simple and it's just a matter of click of a button, will do it. They'll go on there and they'll leave you that review. And because it's an email that you would copy and paste and send to some of your past and present clients, you're in charge of it, because in business, there's always going to be that one client somewhere along the line that you can jump through hoops to bend backwards for, and for whatever reason, they're not happy. Don't send this to that guy.
Exactly. No, you're right. You're 100% right.
Right?
No, you're 100% right.
Just send it to the ones that you're confident will say something nice about you. Now, there are a couple of upgrades that you're eligible for that you might want to consider. Because the Google business page is tied into your business address in Natalia. Doesn't mean that you'll only be found in Natalia, but if you do spider web out, it would be right into some of the immediate surrounding areas.
So yeah, so I was supposed to be like in Pleasanton, Charlotte. Like, there's a lot of buildings going up, and then other people are saying that they're getting called, but I don't know if I mean, we got work, right, and then we get it in and out, but I mean, sure, if I keep getting more, it's better for me, right? So
exactly. And that's what I wanted to explain to you, Jesse. If you wanted to, let's say there's some high-end areas or areas throughout, you know, Charlotte and Pleasanton that you know that there's a lot of work coming from, we can run Google paid ads in those areas for you, or we could run Facebook ads in those areas.
I think we're running Facebook ads right now, and I think we are running Google, but if I could just get y'all to do it all. And then, or maybe, can you work on my webpage too, or no?
Yeah, of course. That's all included in the package, and I welcome that. I always tell people.
So if you can come up with some better, like maybe my webpage, if you can make it, tweak it a little bit, like this is a new year, I mean, you know, surprise me or show me, you know, I mean. So I don't know. I mean, if someone can call me, I know I'm asking for a lot, but I mean, I do want to keep up the rest of the year.
No, you're not asking for a lot, Jesse. You're paying for it, and even though, you know, it's just $129 monthly, I want you to make sure that you're getting the most bang for your buck.
Yeah, and so, then we do want to stay in business too. So
absolutely. I'll make sure that someone from that web development department calls you and they can go over some updates. Also, you can do the updates through the dashboard. I don't know if you've ever logged on the dashboard, but
I don't think I have. If you can send me that, because my wife, the girl that used to work for me, she used to handle all that, and now she's not around no more. So if you can teach me how to get in the dashboard, that'd be better.
Okay, so let me send you the login, but I'm gonna just confirm that we have the correct email, because if we had a different point of contact, I want to make sure that you're getting it. So double check here.
Okay.
That is it. droptimefencing@mail.com.
That's correct.
Okay, so that'll get.
And how do I get into those dashboards? Are you going to send me my code too?
Yes. There's a blank area in the password field, which means somewhere along the lines, maybe that other girl went in and changed the password. Do you want me to set a temporary password just so that you can get in? And then
If you don't mind.
Oh,
I
don't mind.
Can I download it? Can I download that on my phone too, or no?
Yes. There's a local Splash app. It's a free app in the Android and the iPhone store. So you would just go through either one, and you search for...
Let me go to it real quick.
Yep, and you'll see a blue and an orange LS. It'll say LS in blue and orange, and then you'll know it's us.
Okay, let me go to Apple. So I go to Apple, right?
Yeah, go to the... If it's an iPhone, absolutely. Go to the Apple store, and then you just search for Local Splash.
Okay, Local Splash. Let me go to... Local Splash. And then, I'm going to write this to myself real quick.
And then once you download it, it'll open and ask you for a username and password.
Okay, that I go to App Store, and then I find Local Splash.
Yes. And then you download it, and then when you try to open it, it's going to ask you for your username and password, which I
So what's my username?
It's the 830 phone number, but there's a dash between the 830 and the 66333.
You said it to me right now?
Yep, and then the password is Map Money. It's all lowercase, all one word. And
Map,
then
M-A-T-T?
No, it's Map, like a road map. M-A-P.
Okay, M-A-P, okay.
And then Money. There's no space in between. It's all one word, Map Money.
And Map Money.
Yeah, but that's in your email, too. When I send an email, it will also trigger a text. So let me just check here if the texts go to this number or the other one. Okay. We had just, not Jesse, I'm sorry. We had, let's see, in the cell phone field, well, it just says Jesse's wife, co-owner, 210-374-0074.
Well, put my number.
Okay, so we're going to take that one off, and we're going to just send the text from now on to this one ending 2725. Okay, let me fix that. That's why I wanted to ask, because I know that you said there were some revisions, so I want to make sure that you get the text messages.
Yeah, because she's got her own thing going, so it's going to be me now. And who do I call? Do I call you when I need help?
So you always call me as a point of contact, but I'm not in customer support. I don't do any revisions or anything like that. So all I handle is the payment. So what I can do is, like I said, get the payment up to speed, and then I'll send a message to the web development department to call you, and you guys can go over some updates on
Okay,
you know,
let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. Go ahead. I have
okay,
your
5236.
Okay.
1600.
Got it.
2434.
Okay.
9331.
9331. Okay. Expiration?
Expiration is going to be 1228.
And the code?
388.
Okay. And it's still the 279 County Road 6814 for the billing address?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's
correct. So one thing I'm going to do to help you out, because your billing is on the 12th of each month, and it's already the 7th, so I don't want you to pay for the December payment and then, you know, in a couple of days have to pay for the January. So I'll push the next one out 30 days, which means you'll be paid in full till February 7th. Don't worry about the charge that should have gone on the 12th. I'm going to push that one out. And then let me just see here. I just have to adjust the date so that I can process it. I want to make sure everything goes through so there's no further hiccups. Also, when I send the message to that web development team, they tell me to say that you'll get a call back within one business day. So we're on the West Coast. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There's a strong possibility they'll call you today, but if not, no later than tomorrow, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great rest of your week, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.